Are you planning to come to Rome for the May 1st beatification celebration for Pope John Paul II and don't know where to turn? Hotel and bed and breakfast reservations are being quickly gobbled up as church and city authorities predict more than 2 million pilgrims will be descending on Rome for the weekend event presided by Pope Benedict XVI. The Vicariate of Rome's travel organization Opera Romana Pellegrinaggi, or ORP, has launched a new multilingual website that will help visitors plan their trip to Rome for the beatification of John Paul II, the city's bishop for 26 years. For practical information on getting to Rome and finding and booking accommodations, pilgrims can click on www.operaromanapellegrinaggi.org or www.jp2beatus.org. The site, available in English, Italian, and Polish, will soon offer Spanish and German editions as well. It also provides information on events planned around the beatification ceremony, real-time traffic updates, and press and multimedia areas. Like Vatican Radio, the site will also allow visitors to follow the major beatification events in live streaming. In addition, ORP offers the special JP2 pass, including public transportation around the city, a package lunch, a map of Rome, ORP's double-decker bus tours of Christian Rome, and audio-guided visits to a number of Christian sites, health coverage, and exclusive deals and discounts. Well, Father Cesar Attuire runs ORP for the Vicariate of Rome. He told me it is important that pilgrims coming to Rome know that entrance to the Beatification Mass for John Paul II in St. Peter's Square is free.
There is no need to buy tickets to be able to assist at a Mass in the Vatican. I mean, it's never been done and it will not be done on this occasion. Entrance to religious celebrations in the Vatican are always free. And on this occasion, the Mass, taking part in the Mass or the vigil the evening before is free.
Usually, people can obtain tickets to papal events through the pontifical household. Tell us what happens in the case of the beatification of John Paul.
Now, the thing is, with regard to the beatification Mass, the papal house, the Prefettura della Casa Pontificia, has actually sent out a communique saying that entrance to St. Peter's Square and Via della Conciliazione will just be free. The gates will be open sometime early in the morning, I suppose around 5 a.m. in the morning, and whoever arrives. Until the whole area is full, and then they'll close the gate. So there are no tickets. First come, first serve.
Okay. So now your organization, ORP, yes. You have a website now,
yes,
offering all-inclusive packages,
right,
for the days surrounding the beatification on May 1st. Could you explain a little bit what they include?
Now, we have actually set up a few proposals, which are like packages that include a number of services, for people coming to Rome. Obviously, we take care of accommodation, we take care of transportation to come to Rome. Then, once people are actually in Rome, we have designed a special pass called the JP2 Pass, which allows people to be able to use the public transportation system here in Rome. On the day of the beatification, we will be offering like packed lunches for people who are out and about in town. We also offer like medical assistance and the possibility to visit like San Giovanni in Laterano and the Carcere Mamertino, St. Peter's Prison. Just offering a few services that will enable people to be able to take part during the days surrounding the beatification to have access to all the major services that are necessary in Rome.
How did you go about selecting the hotels and airlines participating in your packages?
Now, with regard to the airlines, we have written to all the major companies that fly to Italy, asking them to give us the availability of seats and, above all, to offer us very good prices that will enable a larger amount of people to be able to take part in the beatification. With regard to the hotels, the game has been a little bit more dicey because usually under normal circumstances, for the May weekend, the hotels in Rome already have 80% occupancy. Now, with this beatification coming up on top of this, there is very little room, and that led to some degree of speculation at the beginning. Now, we've been able to meet up with the Federation of Hotel Owners in Rome and the Lazio in order to come up with an agreement that these hotels will not raise prices, and that they will also open up certain hotels a little bit outside town that are usually closed at this period of time to make sure that we increase the availability of beds and rooms for the pilgrims who will be coming. And all the hotels that actually agree to these conditions will have to sort of like have a little certificate that will be put outside the hotel saying that they agree to the ethical principles surrounding the beatification. That apart, we've also worked with the Regione Lazio and some kind of, tents, what we call the Villaggio dei Giovani, a youth village, will be opened, one in Fiumicino and another in Civitavecchia, where there will be the possibility for young people to sleep in sleeping bags, but they have all the services, kitchen and everything.
And how would young people then get into the city?
Well, we have, we also have an agreement with ATAC and the metro system, and also Cotral, that is the regional company, and the regional train services, Ferrovia dello Stato. And during those days, they're going to increase the frequency of the number of buses and trains that will take people into Rome, so that, people who are a little bit on the outskirts of Rome can easily get to St. Peter's area or to the Circus Maximus.
And these, if people purchase one of your JP2 passes, they would have the transportation included?
Free. Yeah, the transportation and everything is included. Transportation to the center of Rome via ATAC, via Cotral, via train, and also via metro.
Now, pilgrims coming here to Rome will undoubtedly be living a spiritually enriching event while remembering and celebrating the life of their beloved Pope. But what are you expecting from these coming days? And can people actually begin their spiritual journey, would you say, at home before they even arrive in Rome?
I think so, and that for me is particularly important, really. This is not just an occasion to remember, but it's an occasion to try and live the values and the spirit of John Paul II. Now, I know that a number of initiatives are being put up. The Vatican website is working on a collection of photographs and discourses of the Pope that will be available on the Vatican website. We are also producing material that we'll make available, even through the social networks, with certain excerpts of discourses from the Pope, so that people can begin to meditate and at least reflect and remember what John Paul II represented and what he lived for. And I think, all these things are absolutely necessary for somebody who's coming to Rome so that they can actually start preparing themselves.
And a warm thanks there to Father Cesar Attuire, the CEO of the Vicariate of Rome's travel organization, Opera Romana Pellegrinaci. Well, through the ORP website, pilgrims can also plan and reserve tours of the Vatican Museums and Rome's four major basilicas. And don't forget, as Father Cesar was saying, to help you prepare for your spiritual journey, the Vatican's websites, including Vatican Radio, are providing snapshots of Pope John Paul's most memorable photos, discourses, and writings for reflection, so don't miss out on them. And also, don't forget that Vatican Radio's website at www.vaticanradio.org will also be providing live streaming coverage of the Papal Beatification Mass, so be sure to catch that too.